Dungeons & Dragons 3.5, New Hope. Is there truly honor amongst thieves? Find out as a group of rogues try to make their way in a world that's out to kill them.
This podcast is brought to you by FRP Games, an online retailer specializing in all kinds of gaming products. Please visit www.forplenetwork.com in order to gain access to thousands of unique items available only at FRP Games.
This is the Vorpal Network.
This is Ethan with the Gamers Haven podcast, and I'm here to tell you about CantCon. For those of us who can't con, there's CantCon. CantCon will be held at the Johnson County Community College Regnier Center in Overland Park, Kansas, in the Capitol Federal Conference Room on July 9th through the 11th between 8 a.m. and 10 p.m. There will be RPG events, board game events, card game events, miniatures, games, as well as open gaming tables for impromptu sessions. Pre-registration is open currently, and if you pre-register, you'll receive an additional chance to win swag at CantCon. We have over $2,500 worth of prizes to give away over the course of the convention, and we hope to give it all away. In addition, if you pre-register, you can get a 3-day pass for only $25. If you're only interested in coming one day at a time, you can for only $10 a day. There will be registration available at the door, but you'll have less of a chance to win free prizes that way. Join us at Johnson County Community College for CantCon on July 9th through the 11th, from beginning at 8 a.m. daily. Visit www.cantcon.com for more information.
You've run 360 feet. You are now right there.
Right. That was painful.
The grapple.
Adamantium magic.
I don't know how I do what I want to do.
Just leave the ground. Beat up the brains. I can take him.
Actually, he's right.
I can't take him forever.
But then they might just leave and do something else.
They have to beat him to leave. And
to beat my 23.
We're hoping he can keep at least one round.
I was hoping they'd actually challenge mine, but evidently they didn't want to.
Challenge what?
My CMD.
No.
I still don't know why they attacked me.
Because they can do more damage to you.
But they don't know that. I just joined. They didn't know if I could
They're
sneak attack.
They're intelligent devourers.
But they didn't know if I could sneak attack.
Well, Jessica, they knew she could sneak attack. They didn't know if they could sneak attack you.
Whatever.
As well try it.
Don't these guys have like intelligence 16 or 18 or something?
Okay.
Hey, keep his... Oh, he's dead.
Keep who?
I was just going to tell him to keep his hit points, but that guy's dead.
I'm restraining making a very... comment now.
So it's a free action to leave?
A very...
Or a full round?
Yeah, I don't want to see it.
Full round to break out. It's free action to join.
Yeah.
If I save details, it will be the comment.
Okay.
Is it insulting?
Wanted?
No.
Well, go ahead and say it.
It's racist.
It's probably not the worst thing we've put on the internet.
I can't do what I want to do.
You could pause.
23 will get out.
23 will break out because they're not helping each other.
I don't think you guys want to hear me rant.
Okay.
Pop! There you go.
Okay, to waste a turn. Okay, go.
Alright. Top of the round, Steven.
Did you get out?
Yes.
You! Come hell! Smash the brains!
It won't help.
They have adamantite doesn't work.
Yes, but you ignore 5, and you do a lot of damage.
That's true.
Okay.
You do a lot of damage. My max damage I can do is.
It like
isn't your max damage 1?
No, it's a d8 plus 4. They do 10. Max damage 2.
Hey.
if you can go
like, and you get a 3.
That's why we have. Two-hand weapon, come smash.
Yes, we need your assistance on the brains.
Alright, I'm just going to attack the grapple.
Okay.
And since I have a 1 in 6 chance of hitting... No, 1 in 5.
1 in 5.
Wait, does the brain pop out in the grapple?
No.
Okay.
The corpse is still there.
One of these might hit you.
scissors because one of them should.
Okay. Let's just go down the list. What is the DC to hit the grapple?
19. That's their armor.
Okay.
Because there's a whole lot of full plate running, or half plate rubbing up against Zephyria.
Does it... But they're prone now, aren't they?
That's with prone.
They get their dex bonus against me as well?
No.
How do they have a 22?
Half plate?
Because they don't have magic.
It's a good question.
Do the brains
they have probably
also?
The brain probably confers natural armor. Anyways. Yes.
You know about these things.
Yes. In fact, that's a crit. No. Then this one. Yes. And yes. Okay, I'm going to roll.
I've seen this.
Do you want me to? I'll just re-roll sixes.
Okay, balance off
the Tyler, what number do you want to be?
Belt buckle.
What number do you want to be? Not a six. 1 through 5, what number do you want to be?
5.
One hits you. One hits you.
Jerk.
At least you're not human or elf.
Ooh, I accidentally hit you! Yeah! Like that!
Sorry.
Because I know how to hurt you!
You take 9.
Okay.
Bonk.
Up to 18. Stop hitting me!
So, 2 of these were on one person, the rest of them were scattered about.
One set of D10. Another set of D10s. Yay for percentile dice, they're great at keeping track of hit points.
Alright, so the 1 and 2 go individually, and he goes to those two. Okay. Oh, man, I didn't get a rend on anyone. 10 to one of them.
One of them is at 10.
Do they count as human?
Yeah, these guys are human as of currently.
Oh my god, that's funny.
So add 4 to that, so 14.
Oh, I would not use that defense.
13 to the next.
The one where he said that he's not well endowed enough to be seen from 35 feet away.
Yes.
Yeah, I know what site you guys were looking at.
8 plus
she
16
or he's not well
plus 8
not
is
well
24.
For the last postal worker that sued him for indecent exposure to have seen his penis from 35 yards away. That was his defense.
Did it work?
I didn't say.
Okay. Steven wails into...
Stop it!
This is intellective power.
Hit me twice!
Once!
Steven, take your attack of opportunity. The brain is running.
Smart brain.
That's a...
Can you damage it? Oh, you're supposed to give me 2 points.
I can do 2! 21 hit him.
21 will not hit the brain.
Wait, 15, that's 19. Sorry, 24.
That will hit the brain.
You know, in Neverwhere Nights, I remember this one intellectual dog.
I do too!
in the basement, the first area.
Basically,
he ran around all the guards and just and, like, kept going in their bodies.
Mm-hmm.
It was annoying.
What I did with that was I just ignored him and just killed the guards, killed the hosts, and then went to kill him.
You jerk.
So, well, this little brain right here is like,
hey.
Hey. Oh, this one's like,
wow, that's really sad.
It realized that we were actually a threat.
Well, it got out of its host to jump into him, but then he left the grapple and it's like,
ah.
Here are 4 attacks on you. Maybe they're high enough to sneak attack you.
You'll hit me pretty easily.
1 crit! And then a whole lot of hitting.
I can't prevent the crit.
My armor's fortified. 75%.
It's non-magical fortification.
All right, Tyler.
It is non-magical.
You mean it's just a suit of, like, steel?
Yeah. Oh, wow, you actually take 22.
Cool.
Wow, that is some fantastic rolling. And he blinds you for 2 rounds as he goes...
The good thing is, you probably still are going to hit and grapple.
You know, you can feel where
I felt pretty proud
are.
That I did 7 points of damage just going...
Okay, you're so
you did 22, was it?
I did 22.
You could just ignore it.
Wow. What?
Can just ignore it.
How?
Her bonus 22 hit points.
I've taken 18 already.
So 18 and the 22 can just...
So the 18 real hit points then.
Yeah, 18 hit points you take.
All right, Amanda.
Oh. Thought it was... Didn't you get 25?
No.
They told me to help kill the brain. Well, I'm going to go... If I go to the brain, do I have any attacks do I have rather than charging to the brain?
What is your fly speed?
My fly speed is 60.
5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 55, 60. You will have to charge this brain. The other brain took off running.
Oh, it's okay. I'll charge the brain.
Do full power attack.
Full power attack? I don't know.
You
how
mean
to do that.
Power attack?
Yeah.
No, once you get to, you know, you can minus 3, you can go up to the minus 3. You don't have to take minus 3 when you power attack.
Which,
whatever.
So I
think that's how it works.
Up to minus 3?
No. You just activate it.
Oh, you activate power attack, you minus 3 to hit.
Okay,
from your regular stuff.
I get a plus 4 on plus 1 on top of that.
You're at a net of minus 1, because charge is 2.
I don't know why I think plus 4 all the time.
And make sure you take away magical bonuses.
Okay. Minus 1, so it's 19. Okay. I should hit 16 plus 19.
35.
I hope that
does that hit the brain?
Yes.
Okay. So now, how much do I add?
It's D10 plus what you were adding.
I know, but power attack.
9 plus 6.
So 15.
D10 plus 15.
Okay. And does that add my plus random 10 for hitting?
D10 is the damage from the weapon.
Yes.
15 is the damage from everything else.
From strength and power attack.
Strength and power attack.
Yeah, okay. That's the 15.
Okay.
Ryan is so bored.
18. The brain takes 18.
She does 13.
So, I ignore
13.
5. Yeah.
You did 13. Bonk!
And that pops the brain out of its daze. So you're going, whoa, brain!
Ow! That was my brain! It could put him in another daze.
Bopping in selective hour. Alright, 22,
I,
Tyler.
I want to dribble it.
Should I try stabbing or should I try skateboarding?
Wait, didn't he sneak attack somebody last round?
Yeah.
So now all 4 people in there are damaged.
No, that's where this guy came from.
Oh, he killed somebody last round.
Yeah. Okay. I'll just try it. 30 minus 8, is it?
Because blind is minus 8?
Yes.
So 22?
You will hit.
Flat-footed and prone.
Hi?
You're doing D-hit.
Roll a
D4. What that was actually for is if I actually hit where I wanted to sneak attack.
Roll a d4 to determine which one you sneak attack.
Okay. Can I just pick one?
You're kind of blind at the moment.
Which one's more damage? I'll just attack that one.
24.
Because I'm certain I can keep my hand on him.
This one's got a hole right.
It's also more convenient that way. 20! Exactly.
Do you have a shank on fire at all?
No.
Okay.
Shank!
Blah. Stop poking my eyes!
Jessica, Ryan!
Wow.
Ryan! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Join the grapple!
You can charge join the grapple.
Okay.
Yes, that's your turn.
Yay!
And then you rest. You're like...
Crap, now I have more chance to hit my teammates.
Why don't you go after the brain?
I can do 2.
Okay, join the grapple then.
They can sneak attack me.
Then wait there.
No.
Go heal yourself or something.
I can't. Yes, you can. I can cast 1 heal spell on myself.
Yes, and you can do that outside the walls.
Or you can grab your heal stick, walk outside.
Go give her a flank bonus.
As of currently, she has it, so.
Oh, I do?
That's my turn.
Oh.
You just move?
I want to grapple it next turn.
Okay.
I'm also blocking, so if it tries to run, I can hit it.
Did you just move over there?
Yes.
You can initiate a grapple.
Nope.
Initiating a grapple is an attack action.
Touch attack. No. Full round.
Initiating is initiate? I thought it was just an action in
to the book.
Full round. Because you can move and grapple someone.
That's a Reaping Mauler special ability.
It is?
Yes.
So well, you walk up to someone sense. And then be like,
so can I get a hey. Move, grab, I claw, and then... cuddle.
As a standard action, You can attempt to grapple a foe.
See
if we've been fucking up this entire time, see if his hater actually do all these things.
Okay, you can grapple.
Do you have improved grapple?
No.
Then you provoke time for opportunity.
At least I don't think
the brain.
It doesn't fail anymore, does it?
No, it doesn't.
No, you just take the damage.
So I get rid of it.
31.
That would hit me normally.
You take 5.
Not yet.
Okay.
You'll get to a dex
roll. Once you're in a grapple, you have to win a grapple check. Then you can do one of the following. Move, damage, pin, tie up.
Oh, so Tyler, you actually have to win a grapple to be able to shank someone.
Okay.
Poop. Though it makes sense. But poop.
So 22.
Yeah. 22 versus CMD.
The whole like, epic thing.
Yeah. You guys both have swords and you're like parries and you're just like
Yep. Well, I know what I'm doing next turn then.
Ryan is in the grapple. Steven.
You're in there. It only takes a standard action to maintain the grapple, which includes doing one of those actions.
Okay.
So whoever's in control gets to do an action for free.
As a standard, as part of the standard action is controlling the grapple. As part of the controlling the grapple, you can do blank.
Okay, well, whatever.
ABC.
You might not want to join the grapple because I'm about to leave it.
Just imagine you didn't join because I'm going to swing wildly.
It's okay. He's looking at websites anyway. Steven.
Sure.
I only hit 3 times.
Further by. I've taken a few shanks.
Wow.
Taking damage.
Number 1 gets hit twice again.
That's less damage than other people.
And then there's number 4.
Number 4 has actually not been damaged yet.
I've taken 92.
6 plus...
If that was on either of them, one of them would be dead.
Mm-hmm. Number 1 is the one you hit twice last time, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So 10, 14 plus 8.
Did you shank me this time?
No, I didn't. Hit number 4. And then number 1...
Crap!
Well, number 4, I mean, takes... 7.
Is that a provoking 11. Attack of opportunity?
No, it doesn't. Dying does not take a provoking attack of opportunity.
I'm talking about the brain coming out.
He gets forced out of the body when the body dies.
Oh, okay.
Part of the dying process.
I'm sure this is so...
Jessica, you die this turn. It provokes an attack of opportunity.
Tyler, you thought I got my...
Well, the brain died.
All of them.
No! The
no,
body.
I wouldn't be dead that much more, and then I would have hit you once.
The parasite.
Brains. This one is all right. That one kind of going.
Yes,
it's dazed.
This one.
Oh god! Can it even beat your CMD?
33.
32.
Ooh.
I have to roll a natural 26. Okay.
So no, natural 20 will beat it. Otherwise, it's just dead, basically.
Yeah, because then I've got 3 swings on it.
It's in a grapple.
Natural 20 check!
You can take all 3 swings.
No. Natural 1.
You can take all 3 swings on the one that just popped out.
Okay.
Hold on. I want to. Cause I want to roll a 1.
Jessica's just like, you're my brain now.
Oh,
I'll keep you as a pet. Put him in a jar.
A really big jar.
Well, you put him in a really small jar so he can't break out.
It's a brain in a jar.
It's one fitted to him.
That's
you actually
what they
pass with. The glass around him.
Oh, do you know that would hurt?
Uh-huh.
No, you pour protection versus fire on it. Then do that.
Okay, that's actually kind of amusing.
What?
Mm-hmm. Unintentional move. He moves 10 feet in a random direction, provoking attacks of opportunity as normal. So basically you're holding onto it and it's like thrashing around.
Okay.
So
and both me and Amanda get attack opportunities on him?
Yes.
Does Amanda have the 50-50 chance?
No.
Okay.
Because it's a natural one. One, it apparently shuffles you towards the grapple.
I hit. D10.
Plus 15.
So can I hurt it?
10.
Yes,
I do 2.
14.
And she already took off the 5.
Yes.
So 14. So 29. As Jessica's sitting here holding
on,
they're going...
Basically, she's sitting there just... Hey! Brain damage.
Huh?
Brain damage.
It is brain damage. Alright, that was its pathetic turn.
Does the grapple try to stab Tyler?
Now, the grapple's actually interested in leaving grapple at this point.
Well, they can do it without rolling. That's what I'm doing next turn.
Well, now you don't have to, because there's no grapple to leave.
So yes. Now you can do a full round.
All right, they leave the grapple and stand up. That's their turn. And then one continues.
Wait, stand up? Does that provoke attacks of opportunity?
Yes, it does.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like being prone is a good thing.
Animal. Okay.
Two of them?
Do you have combat reflexes?
Yes.
You'll get three then.
Can I, when it's my turn,
I'll get three? That one's in that square.
That one's in this square.
So only
two. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought it was supposed to.
Unless you have reach.
It's okay. They're chaos warriors. They're big. I know.
That'll be the fun. Nurgle, protect me.
Well, he protected you from the natural one.
Yes. I did 10 to whoever was standing next to me. Question is, which one was him?
Would I hit them with...
Your main weapon. Whatever your main weapon is.
Shh. I have to take two off.
Minus taking... two.
Shut up! Shut up! I'm trying to figure... Would a 14 hit?
Yes. Okay. No, it won't. Tong!
Okay, it's 19 prone.
Okay.
Because they have ridiculous ACs.
That's
how
fine.
National armor.
That's one of the only bonuses that actually stays in.
If it's not granted by magical property,
it takes 9.
Yeah.
Like I have an amulet, a natural.
Well, you
natural
know what I mean.
Yeah.
A deflection is granted from magic. There's no other way you can get deflection.
Natural deflection. I'm just so damn good looking.
It depends if the Mind Flayer's mental armor.
Okay.
Mind Flayer.
They stand up. That one thrashed around. That one's dazed. We go to Amanda.
I have a question.
Hello? It's break time.
All right. I have break. Peanut butter jelly. This feels like a good area.
Hey, I got gangrene for 7 times damage.
Can I just go around on something and then keep going?
No. You would free five here. You could swing at him, and then using break cleave, you could swing at him, but that's it.
I can't keep going?
No.
They have to be within reach.
They have to be within reach. These guys are too far away.
Oh, if you had charge, if you...
Wait. Great cleave is a standard action. She can move.
Yes, you can. You can move if you'd like.
And that would provoke one attack of opportunity against you.
Two.
One. No, one's dazed.
Oh, it's dazed. Okay.
Yeah.
Then you can attack.
Then you could great cleave and hit all four of them.
Wait, okay. Isn't
I'll
that my
that
square?
Yes, you're standing on her.
Douche.
She squishes your boob.
Actually, I got gangrene for 92 points of damage. I'm sorry.
You're in my shoes now. How does it feel?
Okay. Bad.
I'll do that.
Okay, targeting this one first.
All right.
We can't get healed. Hey, he's going to the jail now.
31.
You'll hit.
In the city.
This guy.
I can be healed.
24.
You mean the rage can heal you?
Yes.
That will not hit.
It goes...
27. Oh, it does?
Mm-hmm. Once you miss, it's done.
Yeah, okay.
So I hit
one. So you hit guy. Hit that guy. Because they're no longer prone and have their dexterity.
Wait. Does she get flank bonus?
Oh.
Yes,
you would. So that does hit.
And the next one was a 29. Then
that'll hit. And then
last
brain.
One. The brain.
24, 5, 6.
Yes.
Yeah. 24, 5, 6.
That's a really big number. You sure that's not crit?
Okay.
No. She crits on 24, 5, 7.
Oh. So you like the cream cheese pizza we didn't actually
brain
buy
actually
cream cheese?
Brain actually takes 20, even with
it's not bad.
Stock.
I mean, I like all right, pizza
well,
that'll bring me better.
20 points of
red sauce.
Maybe that was the cheese you got on it, just accidentally.
14 to the next guy.
That's possible.
Do they have DR?
I don't think so.
Not in their meat suits, they don't.
Okay.
Wait, how'd you do 14?
Okay.
It's a D10 plus 15.
It's a possibility.
Oh, you're not power attack. Okay.
Yeah.
I was like, D10 plus 15 equals 14?
Yeah. Let's see here. That is 15 to the next guy.
It's up at 39. And then the last guy.
12.
Wham! You go in swinging.
So, being prone allows you to actually stay in someone's square, doesn't it?
Yes.
That was sweet.
I like it. You can attack from prone, can't you?
Yes, and I also was not taking into account the fact that I get no one else's.
I used Great Cleave!
She's used to being up her back.
It's fun times down there.
Okay, that one. 22, Tyler.
I stabbed the one that in front of me.
Which in front?
Yeah, that one.
Did you get a flank?
Okay.
And I'll stab yours so you can get a flank on your turn, Steven.
She already hit him.
Can you hit me one, too?
No.
I have flank.
Then I'll just attack that one, and then if he
yes,
dies, I'll
you are part of the hive mind.
Actually, I'm not part of a hive mind.
Second
well,
pack.
If I am, I'm the individualistic one that will
actually,
eventually overthrow the hive mind.
Okay.
Lizardman.
The old one said that.
27.
Yes. The old ones have said so.
And the absurd roll that I won't get. Ooh. Well, actually, I just eat my words. I just hit again.
So you're seeing attack against one each, or?
Yep. It depends. It depends, Steven.
It's deep ends.
I have to get depends. I mean, I will.
22 will kill the one in front of me.
That one, 22, will put this one down.
Alright, the other one's on Steven. Huh?
That's the guy in front of Steven, but Steve.
And the one mushroom says cream cheese. Okay, stay.
22 again!
22 on that one. We'll put that one down too.
You know what I wish
I had? I love fighting for throwing.
I wish I had a giant net and tie it and throw it into
nice.
A pond of a rock.
Mm-hmm.
You could move over and sneak attack that one, Ryan. It'd have to be a move action, though.
Or you can sneak attack.
Can you damage
no,
a brain?
You can sneak attack the brain, yes. Ooh, how many dice
save? You're not getting a sneak attack in there.
No, he's sneak attacking the brain. Are
oh.
you?
No, I thought he was attacking the guy.
No, I'm attacking the brain.
Okay. Don't hit the brain yet. So you won't get a sneak attack.
It's dazed.
Yeah, it's dazed.
Does that provide
no.
sneak attack?
I will or will not, because I am flanking.
Yes, but
nobody has
attacked
the
brain. She
hasn't
struck it yet.
Well,
neither of us have attacked it.
Because the brains just now pop out. And
yes.
they're going.
You have to attack the individual to get the flank.
If it's dazed, do I get my free?
No.
No.
Dazed is just basically they lose an action.
They lose their actions.
Don't they also minus 2 to AC?
Something like that.
It does not grant sneak attack. I know that much.
Could move over here and sneak attack this guy once.
That's what I said. You could tumble over there and sneak attack him.
Or you could free 5 here and sneak attack Rooney, who wouldn't be expecting it. Or Dick. He's almost down.
I don't think he could put me down in one swing.
I only have a 46 sneak attack, so.
True, he would only have to free 5.
Better than mine.
You're all 0 d6? You have what, 46 now?
3.
0
d6. Yeah. He can take no actions, but has no penalty to AC.
Okay. Yeah, so.
He just goes like,
Yeah.
Oh. Chug.
He spends 6 seconds going,
I'm.
14,
really
hit it now, that
no.
it's minus 2.
I could,
you just drink it all?
No. Satisfy that.
No.
My weird milk.
Your weird milk?
Weird milk.
We don't think it's sour yet.
16?
No.
But it
no,
smells
17.
Funny.
No.
Didn't you just buy it?
I bought it less than 3 hours ago. Well, maybe 4 hours ago now, I don't know.
20.
No.
I miss.
Yeah, the date's still good, but
smell
it. Smokers. Jessica. Punch again. Should do it.
Smells like milk to me. Keep in mind, I don't drink much milk.
I know, I'm just saying. It smells a bit funny.
I'm the guy who drinks a gallon of milk like every 2 days. I drink like half a gallon of milk a day.
I would, but I go to the store.
There's gotcha. Nasty stuff in
there. I drive right by the store every day.
Really nasty
I suppose
stuff.
I'll attack it. I'll try and break
it. Ryan's the paranoid kind of just like.
Okay.
He'll drink bottled water with all those
it's just
nasty pipe. Chemicals and gunk build up, but
so
he won't drink
happen?
Milk.
No, you roll.
I have to roll a 9.
No, you
hurt
still
it.
Do. Cereal. All the
I'm
time.
Trying to break limbs.
I eat it with cereal.
But apparently,
just tie him up and throw him in your backpack.
Pee in it,
no.
So he won't.
I don't have a backpack.
With
me. I don't have a backpack.
Cans of beans.
I try
because
not
to. I'm going to be cooking this weekend.
Because I don't, you know.
Because I wasn't
cooking
come over here,
tonight.
Throw him in my backpack and tie him.
It's basically just a natural weapon. Oh, it's not even a natural weapon, it's just there.
So, I've got a grill outside I need to put together.
Nice.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, are you doing something for Memorial Day?
At 3:30, I'm going to go play
damage.
Ocean Frisbee.
Tomorrow.
I'd give you
tomorrow,
plus 2.
I just have to go and...
Yes, I have to roll a 7 on my damage.
Just like now,
I heard it.
My, like tomorrow
things are resistant.
The mower,
and she's also going to be helping me move
pawn throwing
and
stuff.
There's no pawns available, but if you throw it at my walk over to the river, throw.
She's trying to make Tyler feel bad about not doing mowing the lawn ever. That's one of her big gripes, actually.
That he doesn't
mow
the lawn.
How many things can
she
I grapple this one?
She gets pissed at me for not saying anything to Tyler about doing the lawn, mowing the lawn.
Tyler, on behalf of Alex's mom, mow the lawn.
I'll pay someone to do it.
Don't worry about it. It's exercise that I desperately need.
Dude, if Alec complained about it more, I might do it. But he likes doing it. You don't...
I'll just hold on.
Hey,
I hate
you
doing it.
There's dude. Go ahead and see if you can pin it.
That's how I am with Amanda's mom.
Same as last time.
She's like, I kind of like mowing. I'm like, good, you can do
no
it.
No longer fight back.
All right. So basically, you put it belly down and you straddle it.
Make it your bitch.
Keep one as a pet.
Ryan, flail, hop around Steven.
That's not the kind of
Amanda,
you want, right?
Jessica, go and
what?
Put it in the skeleton bull's head.
Tentacle?
And then seal it in there.
You can't have bull
knife. What do you put it in there?
Put the
put it into the
skeletal bull's head. You can't control it because it's undead. It'd just be sitting there.
Do anything.
That's funny.
Occasionally, the little arm sticks out the eye socket, grasping for help.
I will move because those are days they can't attack me.
5, 10, 20, 25. Sorry, take it.
I just killed 2 guards.
Cool. I take it Tana just didn't come along.
I move to there.
Yep.
Moving around and over.
Okay.
And I go on swing.
If we would have had you here, we might have been doing the sub roll or something.
What are we doing
I
now?
I hit, but I don't crit.
Breaking
two guys out of jail, but actually we're going to be overthrowing jail because it actually
Martha
has intelligence of ours here. That was not the original plan.
That's what I was going to say, but Steve just kind
of
interrupted, so.
13.
Interesting.
I don't feel like talking
13?
To other people today.
So screw the government. If this was their idea, we're going to fuck up the place.
Okay. 27.
Because the Illithid senator was the one who...
Senator Vothqua.
The guy who funded this.
Okay.
And it makes sense with all the lore.
He'll withdraw.
No, he won't.
We don't have that ability, you do.
Aww.
If they withdraw, we can't get a target.
No.
No. But I can charge him.
Is
there just a target, though?
Hmm?
What is the...
Amanda,
I think we've been doing
it. And Jessica, they're taking attack.
They're taking all their time to move and prevent people from attacking them, leaving no openings.
One attack opportunity is this guy's booking it.
37.
You will definitely hit the little thing.
Oh, by the way, in Oblivion, I became a vampire without realizing it.
15.
You'll miss.
You can try to hit Porphyria,
Karen. I did 18.
It takes a long time to get a cure.
You
can find it in the book.
Doing the quest for the Count of Skingrod.
They run pretty fast, huh?
I'm on it right now.
You gotta move in a fort.
It takes a while.
Can you cure yourself multiple times?
I don't know.
No.
So basically, you cure it once, and then you keep rampant look on your... Because I finally figured out where the diseases are. It's listed under your buffs in the magic section.
Okay.
Andre?
Those two are coming
and
from
you,
this.
Or, you know, look out for
when
you
withdraw,
you have contracted
where you originally
need
from is considered non-threatened.
That's why he ran this way.
After that,
they also added another withdrawal.
Maybe you should charge your weapon.
No. There's a restricted withdrawal, which you can still take a standard action, and then you withdraw only your movement.
So you can swing and then withdraw.
And then move, say, you know, stand first and swing once, move 30 feet.
That's the shunk.
Yes.
Spartan. Yeah.
Spartan.
Nope, he was just looking to get the hell out of
it. Oh, no, I just wanted everyone to be aware.
Okay,
did not exist
in 2.5. On a crappy sword was not
so the withdrawers just get the fuck out of it.
Yes.
That's why you use soul chest.
It's where you leave from.
Beep.
So basically, if you have, like, the gauntlet and you withdraw
this
from
one,
the
this
first
one?
People will
or just this one, or what?
Beep.
Got it.
Two of them, you have flanks, one of them, you cannot. Okay. Thirty-four and then 28 plus
yes.
Or 30.
Yeah, those are both
okay. Then on the guy to my side is
25.
Your power what's your roll?
A 15.
Does anyone want
a plus 10 on your low swing?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
I do.
Is that minus all your magic stuff?
Minus 2.
Oh, minus 2 from
that. Does anyone want a free month in Netflix?
That's not possible.
I didn't do that. Somebody else...
Because base attack of
base attack of 11 plus 4 is 15, plus 2 would be 17. Somebody added this up horrifically wrong, because her first swing is a 20.
Are you certain there's no warrior bonuses or anything?
Oh, yeah, there is.
What is your bonus at?
She does
what
have
what weapons do you have? You have heavy blade.
I have
which it doesn't include.
A maul does not include a heavy blade.
Oh, no, it
doesn't. You try and file the adamantium, the file breaks.
Yeah. Okay.
Just remember, an axe is a blunt weapon.
So your first one is 17, 12, 7.
Okay. I was going to say, what?
The first two would still hit. Because
oh, yeah, the first two are still going to hit.
But the 15 plus 7.
22? Okay, that will just hit.
Do you want a free month in Netflix?
I still use
it. I can understand with, you know, magic and bonuses and whatnot, but unmagicked?
Steven, we have Doctor Who action figures.
Andre.
How much?
Jessica.
blue dice takes 28.
I'll go get some guy 10. In the corner blue dice so I can get those. What kind of doctor who?
Other guy takes.
Do you also have any Daleks and anything 16, else?
16, so 11. Like, he takes 11. The other guy.
With a Dalek, yes.
I'm going to Hobby Lobby tomorrow. Not Hobby Lobby, Hastings.
Okay.
Internet, I'm going to Hastings tomorrow and buying some Doctor Who action figures.
You're such a nerd. Can I sneak attack either of them?
This one.
I will attack that one.
We also have the 11th Doctor in the ripped up clothing.
Yeah.
26? 28?
His first appearance where his TARDIS caught on fire. And he climbs out of it from the swimming pool.
27 minus 5, 22.
Yes.
What level fighter are you?
Nine.
And you don't have an adamantium weapon.
Nope.
And you don't ignore any hardness.
And what bonus is your greatsword?
You
greatsword's biggest bonus from 19.
Even with the plus 14. 2 yes. from weapon training?
Yes.
Right.
Okay.
Do you have weapon focus in it?
Yes. Weapon focus.
Yes. Greatsword. Then that is correct.
And then 8.
That one is.
That needs to be 17, 12, 7.
And that's with the plus 2?
Yes.
17, 12, 7.
And that is wrong as well. So you base attack of 11 plus your dex modifier of 2. So 13 plus 1.
Okay.
So that's 14,
and
9,
then,
4.
And then weapon tree.
All right.
That's
Ryan.
It's both.
That's, so plus 1 to those. Okay. So 15, 10, 5.
Is it going to be too distracting if I turn on the projector?
Yes.
Okay.
22.
Are you kidding me? Last night you spent the entire day staring at Oblivion. 22 will hit.
To it.
Is that it?
I will point out I spent about 30 minutes staring at Oblivion. Yeah. The other amount of time was taking
space attack.
You get your sneak attack
plus
channels.
Plus okay. So that's 15, 10, 5.
You were staring a lot longer. You may have been holding the ogre in your hand with paint, but then you turned and went, I only look for a second. Or at least I think it's a second.
Mm-hmm.
No, a little bit of paint, dip, dip.
He looks for a second, upon a second, upon a second. On a second.
He only counts 1 second at a time.
Yeah. Should be
right. Okay.
Come on. Yeah. 5, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
And
54.
Let me look real quick.
54.
Minus 20 is 34.
So it's a positive
74.
I don't do that much.
8 of it is bleed.
Okay, so I'm positive 5, 1, so 6.
Oh, you have like that.
7. What all met?
You have that ability, does a d6 bleed?
No, it does.
Oh,
1 for each die I have,
right,
plus
okay, gotcha.
6.
Plus 1 because you're weapon six. So
it is a brain.
It's going to be bleed 8 per round.
It is a brain.
Jessica.
Wow.
Hold it.
That's what I'm
using. I'm waiting for someone who can actually do damage to it.
I need to build up my DPS. That's how it works.
Eight. Top the round, Steven.
Plus 2, so 10.
Sorry,
we're straightening some things out.
True 5?
I'll go to the other brain so I can provide a flank. Ooh, I potentially crit.
You crit.
Yeah, I crit.
What is it?
It's a sword.
Spun around! Normal damage to the target is flat foot for one round.
I do nothing. So basically, I walk into the flat of my blade. It's spinning the head.
Alright, 27. Oh, jeez. Alright, well, he's
flat sized. It adds how much your strength?
I just get a plus one, so it's plus one.
So if he moves, I can...
Wait, you're in a grapple.
Five? You only have four.
Hey, you gave me a attack for his last time.
It's a plus five with that.
Yes, you did.
So is it plus six?
It is?
Yes.
That's plus six. That
you said it meant to just go.
That was a mistake.
Okay. Yeah. Don't worry about it then.
This doesn't change. Okay. It's composite. What is the strength on the composite?
Steven, one right. Attack of opportunity.
I don't get one.
I miss.
What do you mean?
No, because he withdraws. Oh, but
you make
this square
strength
still threat.
1, 2, 3, or 4.
Unless you have a really long reach with your dagger
strength.
Was that?
He throws it.
No, that's just the rule.
How far?
Pathfinder War 3.5. 40. You don't make a composite bow, and it changes with damage of what you can pull. You make a composite bow 2, or a composite bow 3, or a composite bow 4.
I have no
withdrawing.
Oh, double move, so 60.
80. You know how much you pay?
80.
Okay, so it runs back around the corner.
It was like months ago.
Okay.
And this one.
Why is it so fast?
Let me figure something out here.
What's its wisdom? Okay.
You know I'm gonna stab it anyways, right?
Man, your blade's dead.
What up your strength 4? Right here, composite 4.
Is it that stupid? It was just bleed to death sitting there.
And then take off 400 gold.
Okay, you're right. One last blaze of glory on Ryan!
So.
Damn.
The large size.
What's your AC? Okay.
Large size will.
Not minus anything, or.
Not minus anything. Large
magic y stuff.
Yeah, minus magic y stuff. Yes. You do 2d6.
Magic, all magic.
No, it doesn't go
20.
You're correct.
Wait.
It makes you feel better, my AC's 19.
My AC's gonna be lower than that.
Okay.
I'm looking to see what it says.
Well, never mind. My chainmail's only plus one.
So it's 24.
Yeah, so now
16?
My thingy is 21.
Okay. Then you'll take 7. You'll take 10.
Yeah,
squirt, squirt.
That's it, bleed 8.
So when your large chamber does 2d6 plus 6.
It'll bleed 8 on his turn, but it's not going to live long enough to care.
Then what are you? Let's see. When you go large size, how much does that add to your strength?
So, it's just upside down. That's why I have a pin.
It's about the size of a dog.
It goes from 18 to 20.
So you're sitting on it.
Sitting on
it? I've just been holding on to it.
Okay.
Well, what size of dog? Is it like a mastiff or like
a corgi? No, it's not a mastiff.
Corgi?
It's small.
About the size of a lab.
It's the size of a halfling if he bends over like this.
Yeah, it's a lab.
Okay. Black dog.
Okay.
I mean, more like a pink lab.
There's only one brain in my vicinity.
The other one is quite heavily grappled.
It's gonna get it hard.
Bleeding nicely.
The one, this guy's gonna die horribly.
20.
Yes.
31. 24.
Yes.
It's gonna die hardcore.
And then that was nice.
You murder it, Amanda. One.
There's a giant pile of brain mush.
Alright, on my turn I'll run over
so
to the one
that's correct.
Coming.
Unless you use power attack, which you add. If you use power attack, you can read all of these, but you plus 9 to each of the damage.
Movement's 30?
Yeah.
Okay. You're 20 feet behind it.
Why?
Because you've got movement of 60?
If double move, I run.
Oh, okay, so you're next to it.
Yeah. Unless there's guards coming, then I go with the other way.
No.
Okay.
Right.
Oh, yeah, you have someone on your lip.
Apparently, it's a chunk of Tyler.
It's probably popcorn or something.
Where?
It's gone now. You got it the first try.
Yeah. It probably was popcorn.
It was popcorn. It was just this nice white dot.
It was right there.
I now have a different kind of sauce. I'm trying all the time.
Oh, there's your red sauce. Or no, that came with the
sticks.
Okay.
The
monster roll sticks.
Is everyone care if I dip straight into here? So anyone else can use this?
No.
And then move over to the corner there so I can get a good shot next turn when I pull out my bow.
Okay. Jessica.
My two sneak attackers left.
Be back. You got this one under your control. I want to see if I can kill this one.
Yeah, we want to kill this one because it's running away. Yours isn't going anywhere.
I go over to Jessica, pull out the rope, put him in, and we'll tie the backpack shut.
No.
Why not?
Because I want to kill it. I don't want to give it a chance to escape.
Oh. Yeah, alright.
It controls the backpack.
You could tie it up. And then just go about it.
I tie it up then. Well, she has it pinned.
Hog tied. Its little tentacle things are all
so it's hog tied with her straddling on top of it, and the next turn is.
Alright.
Okay, make it safe for me to enter. No. It's Frank!
She's gonna coup de grace with a hammer next turn, Steven.
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
Take your attack opportunity.
Quick kill. Oh, that's not what you're
on? No, it's sprinting.
My job.
I made it. Your job was to cause.
I got a natural one.
Oh.
Tell me what it is.
I thought my job was to get the guys out.
There's an easier way to free the prisoners.
Money.
Go inside. Go inside.
Go inside.
I can't sneak attack myself.
We're gonna go inside and free everyone once we get the senior.
Do you want
to draw the guards out?
Yeah, okay.
Roll to confirm the critical.
All right. I confirm the critical.
You crit on yourself.
Did you? Oh.
What is it?
You stab and lodge the dagger.
It's a mace.
Okay. Okay, you crush your intestines.
Ow!
You do normal damage and 1d4 con bleed. Ow. DC 15 fortitude negates, save each round.
Until healed, I assume?
No, until you make it.
Oh, okay. And you said it was normal damage?
Yes.
Okay. Stupid con bleed. Where's the d4?
Ryan, did you fail the fortitude?
Oh, I didn't know I got it one originally.
Yeah, DC 15.
Not the second time.
You're gonna protect your guts!
Actually, the old ones.
The old one protects your guts. Now you fail!
No, no.
I want a natural 20!
He's a slave of the swan.
Anyways, I took 5.
Okay. It runs 160.
Ow!
Oh my god.
Stupid buggers.
I was like.
You bounce off the
what
brain.
What you do is you run up in front of him, and as he comes by, you do this.
I don't see it. I like this with it.
Amanda.
Like I was thinking I'm going to
draw my fingernail.
It might actually make that sound.
I was like, yeah.
Roll your claw damage.
Oh, I'm not on my sword.
Well, if I knew that, I'm going to do this
before. Okay, because it can survive, because it gets a fortitude save, and your claws don't do nearly as much damage as a hammer.
That's why you just go...
Full power attack with the hammer. You don't have to roll to hit with pretty raw.
No, and it will go splat.
It's also an auto crit.
But okay. It actually would have made the claw damage.
Oh, okay.
It rolled decently.
That's why, and I also think it's funny, you could have grabbed the brain with a hammer, just...
Yeah.
You said it ran 120.
Who was holding it?
Ran
who was holding
160.
It?
Oh. Okay, that's no problem.
And you can see
Jessica was trying to
look
behind.
Do I
booking
get
it towards
do
the,
I, get to do else
I wouldn't bother
turn.
Going after it.
Okay. Yeah.
I have a bow.
Bears.
A long bow, that
means. Oh, you're going to shoot at it once.
Yes.
I'm not going to kill it, but...
Well, I was actually... Well, how far away...
Let me put it this way. What's your damage on your longbow?
D8.
I say we quickly hop
plus
on the other side of the wall and heal.
You have a 5 strength?
No.
Where do you get plus 5 from?
Some of it's from my strength.
The rest of it's from magic.
Which you don't get.
Oh.
What strength composite bow did you buy?
16.
So a plus 3 strength. Okay.
You can do one.
You
can
do 1 point
of
damage to it.
Okay. The brains retreat.
It was the second one that got away.
No correction. They fall back. They're not defeated because they're going and getting more meat suits.
So you think there's only 5 of them?
No.
Well, it
with multiple bodies?
It's possible that there's only 5. Well,
brains.
5 in the guards because there were some in the prisoners.
Yeah.
So I think there's more than 5, but I don't know how many are assigned to the guard quarters.
Okay.
All I know is I say we hop on the inside of the wall.
I do know that the guards outside do not go inside. Or they have a way of communicating with them to open the door on the inside. I say we go...
Can we actually go through one of those holes? And we can just pick the lock?
Yes.
A hole.
But I was going to say, before we do that, why don't we go spend the, 5 minutes healing?
Yeah, pop outside, stick ourselves with the stick, and go back in.
You know,
since magic isn't going to work, I'll use my spell to heal myself.
Alright, well, let's go out and use our magic to heal and then go back in.
Alright, so let's see, 5 minutes.
I don't know how long it'll take. It's a D8 plus one per round. It'll take me like 3 rounds to heal myself.
Start rolling. Everyone just roll and do your thing. Because I do need to know how many rounds I have.
Alright.
Just more rounds.
Hand me a lot of D8s.
There's one.
Well, I'll just roll for myself because I assume you're going to hand. Do you hand me this stick or just walk around and poke us?
I'll walk around and poke everyone.
Alright, poke me.
I suppose technically what I could do is poke myself and hand it to you and do one per round that way. One per each of us that round.
Is it a standard action or movement action to hand something off?
It's a movement, I thought.
So we can do that.
It's going to be a movement because the wand doesn't act that fast.
So you're saying we can use this wand once a round, right?
That's right.
Okay. So you're saying we go to D8s.
The wand has used its standard action.
D8s.
Hold on, I'm healing myself right now. Spell.
Well, give me your D8s so I can roll. This is yours. These are Ryan's.
Mine has clouds on it.
Let me know what they look like.
Tell me how much you have. I'll start with. Let me see. I heal myself. Okay.
Yeah, mine only took two as well.
Do you need more D8s? Because I've got some.
I'm so glad that I'm using them to like arms again. They're one of my favorite monsters.
You're fine.
You're down.
Why are you?
I rolled for myself.
Why couldn't you use them before?
I actually had to get the monsters a fair room to walk.
Okay.
So can you keep track of rounds for me?
Sure.
Four. Alright, let's go for Amanda first.
Ow!
I'm gonna use that. One,
two. Okay, about two.
She's my toe.
Four, six, this is eight.
Okay. So
that's ooh, pretty good.
Jessica.
Hmm.
Can you like use your AoE healing so we can speed this process?
I could.
But she doesn't like you.
Mm-hmm.
Or do you just want to heal me while he's healing them?
Well, I spent 6 turns already.
30.
Healing myself.
10, 30.
Tyler, how many rounds have you spent so far?
30, 12.
47 so far.
47.
47. And how much did you heal AoE was?
I'm just now rolling that.
Well, spent 3 rounds doing it.
I'm letting her catch up because I might not do it with anymore.
Okay, I have 31 hit points left. Okay.
Yeah, you'll be healed up from Jessica.
Probably.
This is what this thing is for. Shit, we got injured.
And then her.
You know what this reminds me of? Do you know what this reminds me of? EverQuest.
Mm-hmm.
Rangers. Remember? Mm-hmm. About level 10, 15? Cure minor.
Yep.
Alright, 8 rounds later, I hear 44.
So you did 3 rounds before that?
So you used 6 rounds before that, so now it's 14.
Mm-hmm.
You used 12 so far.
Yep, so you have two more rounds if anyone needs
to. How much you heal? 40?
I'm above.
4.
44?
I'm not above, but you know what
I have 9 hit points left to heal.
If she's doing that, let's not count her rounds.
Okay.
How many do you need to heal?
9. So she spent 16...
9?
I need 9 hit points. She spent 16 rounds doing that. You have 4 rounds of play.
I've used 8 rounds.
8 rounds. Well, stick me with your wand twice.
8 rounds.
Okay, we're full health in 16 rounds.
Okay.
So getting back over the wall, assume that takes about 4 rounds each, and getting down onto the other side safely.
So 2.5 minutes.
2 minutes.
Yeah, so about 2 minutes, that's fine.
All right, we're going to go through one of the doors. Well, actually, I think we're just going to go inside now. I believe they are thoroughly distracted.
Let's go inside and try to figure out what's going on inside.
Okay. You guys run to the front door?
No,
we're going to open a hole.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And
which hole?
All
right, go ahead. It's a DC 35.
I could smash it, or do you want to be silent?
Disable devices. What?
Are we trying to be silent now?
We're trying to be quiet.
Okay.
We don't want them to know where we are.
We
know they know we're here. We know they don't know exactly where we are.
So basically, it sucks to be you right now, Amanda.
I have a place at Evan now. Because I didn't know about favorite class.
Wait, does that bonus. Do anything?
And so I
no
got
skills. Okay.
So I got 9 points extra. So I put in stealth.
Okay. 10-20.
That takes 2 minutes.
Oh, true. It's how long it took us to heal? We have a big old battleship outside. Whoa!
Fourth round failed.
Do you have bonuses for magic to your disabled device?
Yes.
How much?
4.
Oh, okay. Yours is still better.
I have
see,
a 22.
It's been 2 minutes?
Yeah. Disabled device.
I got 18.
2 minutes, 4 rounds.
All right. For 6 seconds, your guys' magic items kick on.
Uh-oh.
When?
At 2 minutes and 6 seconds.
So the first round.
The when I did the first check?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I unlocked it then.
Okay. And then the round after that, all the magic shuts back down.
They now know where we are.
Not necessarily. There probably was a drop the field, send out a warning. Or the city guards are probably coming.
I would say drop the field, detect magic.
Drop the field, determine where Steven's tracking magic is, and
remember they can detect magic.
At will.
Yeah, so they only dropped it for one round.
Anyways, we go inside.
And they also have to be in a range to see us.
I don't think that's with Steven.
By the way, next time.
I'm guessing
remember, they kidnap you, and you now
can
constantly let off fake divination.
Why not?
I don't know. I thought Andre said one time we couldn't assist on certain things.
Who knows
and that
how
was
much
one
information
thing.
Is traded between
no.
them?
You can assist on the disabled device, I don't
who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows?
Okay.
That makes sense.
Check.
Just one or two people, probably.
Yes,
I will say one person.
That's usually the case.
Because then you've got like eight people on like this little walk. Wait, whoa,
no, 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 don't do that!
That's usually the case with any skill.
Yeah.
Usually you can't assist with one person.
Eight people attempting to assist on the plot. Did you hear that? Shut the fuck up!
That's so stupid with the money system.
In Pathfinder,
system.
I looked it up, and it
only
doesn't give any list
assist.
Or examples of what you can and cannot assist. In fact, it says you can assist with skills. So technically, strictly according to the rules, you can assist with any skill in Pathfinder.
All right, then I will have
look
to...
Look over here. Yes!
another says...
But there should be a limit on how many people...
And what skills. I'm still going to stand by the person... Hey, did you see that trap right there? No? I think I saw a trap. Are you sure? Yeah, I think I did. Okay, well, I'll just say it. It's a fucking rock!
In many
oh,
cases,
sorry.
A character's help won't be beneficial, or only a limited number of characters can help at once.
Okay, so they removed the specific example.
Yes, Steven, I'm going to assist in stealth now.
Okay! Basically, it's the... DMs, there are times when stealth actually can be assisted. Like, when you're distracting.
Yes!
Look over here!
Or if you have a big black cape.
There's one other caveat on it. If you can't do a skill, you can't assist on it.
Okay.
And it goes specifically into if you can't achieve it on your own at all, you can't assist.
Like okay.
If Ryan only had a +5 to his little device...
He couldn't ever help.
He couldn't help me with that.
Because he looks at it and goes,
I don't know how to work that long.
He's like, ah... So it's not quite the same office on my sister's diary. Basically, you have to be able to achieve on a skill check to assist.
Yes.
And
so there's actually some reason for having overlap and actually having a decent ranks now.
And of course, there's always the GM might impose further restrictions to aiding another on a case-by-case basis.
Okay.
I.e.,
well, basically,
the GM's bitch.
You guys crack, walk into this hallway, and of course, more prison cells, and each side is locked down with a giant, thick... portcullis in front of a giant, thick iron door.
Are they thick?
That's probably the drop of magic thing was they activate all the security measures.
Possibly. Mm-hmm. Let's just... Do we want to check the cells?
We need to find who our
are there windows
well,
on
is that
nope.
guy around here in this cell block?
Which guy?
The guy we need to release. That
Jack.
I promised I would release.
No. He's actually over this way. You got...
Can we get to there where we are?
You'd have to get through that door. And the portcullis.
Can we have... No.
You can break through the iron.
Have portcullis. Him pick up the portcullis.
You will need to achieve a 26 strength check.
All right, that is it. One higher than what I can do if I'm large.
Well, so much for stealth.
Assist?
But what I was going to say is Is there any way to hear through the doors? Is there like...
Oh, yeah, sure, you listen.
I mean, can we,
Is there a way to look into the cells from in the
no.
hallway?
No.
Okay, but I want to see if we can figure out which guys are intellect devourers by going like... tapping on, I mean. An insane person might do something weird. A sane person might do something different than...
Attack the door!
An intellect devourer.
You people with knowledge engineering figure
yeah,
that out.
Yeah, that'll be knowledge engineering.
Yes, you people with that knowledge.
I got 11.
27.
Who's the main person?
You know, if you stick your brain in,
which of the doors, you'll know which ones are intellect of ours, because they'll try it.
Amanda points out which ones.
27.
The thing is, Amanda, they're really crafty, and they're good at what they do.
They are intelligent devourers.
You're not quite sure, other than, you know, psychically contacting them, or, you know, listening to their speech, or something like that. Once they talk to you, but just knocking on the door won't tell you anything.
So basically we'll have to let them know we are here to do that.
Basically we sit and go to the door and go, hello?
We'll let you out.
Hello. Oh, brain devourer. Hello?
Where'd
you
go?
Hello?
Please get me out of here.
Crazy guy.
Open it in, throw a cake of alchemist fire, close the door.
That's how we deal with the crazies.
You guys open the door while the crazies walks out. Push.
I shank him.
Okay, well, I guess we just... screw the stealth part of this bit here.
Alright, so...
Smash.
Yes,
you smash. As quietly as possible.
Can we try to open all the doors quietly?
Mm-hmm. Hold on, you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There's another one right here.
Well, that's what I wanted to know, if we wanted to try to open the doors or not, because there might be people that might be intellect developers.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17.
Yeah, but we don't
20,
need
21, 22. There are 23 cells that have not been opened yet.
That's the other idea for finding people that actually are people.
Yeah.
Alright, well, you break down the protocols. What we do that, we'll work on the unopened doors.
Do we want to... if she's going to break down the protocols, why don't we open the doors first and then break down the protocols?
More time for them to get reinforcements.
Also, when we break down the protocols, they know where we are.
True. Okay,
opening locks is silent.
That's what I was saying.
We'll go knock on the door and see if it's an insane person or not.
We'll try that.
I suppose, yeah, we'll do multiple doors at a time.
Yeah,
so okay.
One person can try one.
So I'm just going to go on a door-by-door basis. Okay.
Just put X's on the cells that...
this one you said?
Yeah.
Yes.
This one.
This one.
So what's this one?
Next one.
Oh, my dear Lord, please get me out of here.
Alright, we don't actually know what's in this one either. These two.
True, it was only half broken. Shoot. There's still one more, Andre, where her pen is.
That guy was normal.
She put it on
the list. There was three.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't matter, just roll again.
Alright, so what's that one?
Get me out of here!
Okay.
That was right.
Get me out of here! Oh, Thieves Guild.
Put a T?
What the fuck is that?
Yeah. Good question.
Is that 2 sixes of?
2 sixes and a 1, so that's good the hard way. Okay. You guys actually hear a very blank... hello? In the voice of Tom.
F.
Is it squiggly?
Is this Tom?
Yes. This is Tom.
Do you have a brain devourer?
Those are unnatural.
Well, I hope you have a good life.
So, we know the hosts are dead, though, when they...
We'll leave him in there.
We'll come back to him when...
That one's actually empty.
That one's empty?
Okay. Yeah, that one's also empty. And then you actually hear Martha go, is that you guys? Please say it to you guys. Please say it to you guys. Please say it to you guys.
Oh, no. Who is you guys?
It's not you guys. It's us guys.
I hate you so much right now.
What?
All right, you work on the lock while we go to the next door.
Are you assisting?
Yeah.
I made it then.
So should we just get Thieves her Guild. Out right now?
Oh, Thieves Guild?
No. Yeah.
Or should we just...
get me out of here. Normal guy.
Well, we also have Thieves Guild.
Normal.
You should just get the Thieves Guild guys.
I think we should get as many people out of here.
Why are you guys
possible.
Good?
I'm not good because this is
just wrong.
There's doing something out of my heart crazy. And doing something because it's just crazy wrong.
There will always be people trapped in intolerable situations. There will always be people who have to hide what they are for fear of persecution. There will always be attempts to suppress a minority. There will always be people in power who are corrupt. There will always be megalomaniacs who want to take control of everything. And the people thought least likely to speak out, least likely to make a difference, always will. The Vajra Enterprises Fiction Podcast, updated every other weekend with stories from the worlds of Vajra Enterprises games, including The Dark and Dangerous City of Fates Worse than Death, The Magical and Mysterious Tibet, The Cosmological and Ontological Horror of In Dark Alleys, The Post-Apocalyptic Savagery of Kid World, and The Haunted Past of Hoodoo Blues. www.indarkalleys.com
Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States License, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.